Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump took his tough law and order message to Kenosha, Wisconsin Tuesday, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, several times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. Trump is shifting the election battle against Democrat Joe Biden from a verdict on his coronavirus pandemic response to an issue of law and order here in the U.S. Election Day, 9 weeks away, and former Vice President Biden is holding on to his months-long lead over President Trump in nationwide polling. But surveys show the race has narrowed and is even closer in key battleground states that are likely to determine the outcome. The U.S. presidency, or rather the U.S. decides the presidency through an indirect form of democracy, not by the national popular vote, but in the Electoral College, where the winner in each state receives all of the state's electoral votes. Now, each state's number of electoral votes is based on its population. Trump and Biden are scheduled to debate each other three times, once later this month, and twice in October. Republican Vice President Mike Pence and Democrat Senator Kamala Harris are to debate once in early October. A U.S. think tank released satellite imagery showing North Korean troops and vehicles practicing for a major military parade despite the country's ongoing coronavirus restrictions. North Korea has been widely expected to hold a major parade on October 10th this year to mark the 75th anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a sweeping nationwide order temporarily halting millions of U.S. renters from being evicted in a bid to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. President Trump directed CDC to consider if temporarily halting residential evictions was reasonably necessary to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. The order lasts through December 31st. An administration official told reporters the order was not an invitation to stop paying rent and said renters should pay a portion of rent if they can. The CDC order said renters can still be evicted for reasons other than not paying rent or making a house payment. An offshore typhoon brought torrents of rain to southern Japan on Wednesday. Japan's weather agency warned Typhoon Misek could produce fierce winds and possible mudslides. Okinawa Electric Power said hundreds of homes are still without electricity after the storm brushed the island earlier. Misek is expected to make landfall Wednesday in South Korea as a Category 1 or possibly Category 2 storm. The Brazilian city of Niterói in Rio de Janeiro State has begun testing a coronavirus vaccine produced by the Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinovac. Some 800 of the city's health workers have already applied to participate in the study as volunteers to receive the vaccine. Five other Brazilian states are participating in the Sinovac test, with 9,000 volunteers in total. Brazil has some of the highest coronavirus tallies in the world, with more than 3.9 million coronavirus cases and 121,381 deaths, making it the second worst hit country in the world, behind the United States. Trinidad and Tobago has adopted a stringent face mask policy to prevent the spread of the coronavirus in the Caribbean. Starting on Monday, anyone 8 years of age and older caught not wearing a mask in public without a good reason faced a $1,000 fine. The penalty increases to $2,000 for a second offense, $3,000 if someone is caught a third time without a mask. Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley's poignant advice for those who cannot afford the fines is to put their mask on. Rowley said the burden is on everyone to abide by all measures that aim to slow the spread of the coronavirus. For more news, please join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.